Good morning. For this segment of the SBI Weekday Wake-Up Program, we're going to review the loss of revenues for Lincoln County associated with the changing picture related to coal and coal-fired power plants. Dan Dockstetter reporting. Lincoln County is just starting to feel the early effects of the partial closure of the coal power plant in Kemmer. As you recall, Naughton 3 was closed in 2019, leaving two power plants in operation for the present time in Lincoln County. Lincoln County Treasurer Jerry Greenfield released a report at the end of the year summarizing the first losses associated with the shutdown of that Naughton 3 plant. Greenfield says financially this has caused a loss in coal sales in the amount of just over 1.2 million tons per year, which also results in the loss of sales tax revenues totaling just over $1.2 million to the cities, towns, county, and state. Funding losses to the area schools will also be part of this scenario. In a report released to the Lincoln County Commission and sent on to the governor's office, Treasurer Greenfield reported the losses to the municipalities as follows. Kemmer, $179,000. Diamondville, $49,000. Afton, $131,000. LaBarge, $36,000. Cokeville, $36,000. Alpine, $56,000. Opal, $6,000. Star Valley Ranch, $103,000. Thane, $24,000. And please note that these are rounded figures. The exact amounts regarding the losses to each Lincoln County municipality are included in the December 31st edition of the Star Valley Independent. Treasurer Greenfield also warned property taxes are the next issue the county will face in relation to declining revenues. The treasurer advises the county can anticipate losses of about 33% with coal due to the loss associated with Unit 3, that's Naughton 3, in Kemmer. And he pointed out that this will have a direct effect on property tax for the years 2020 to 2021. The treasurer says this, in turn, will have another direct effect on education. You can see there's a ripple effect. He explained the loss in property taxes will be just over $3.3 million, of which 78% of those dollars goes to education in Lincoln County. Tied in with the closure of the power plant is the potential closure of the mine in Kemmer. Treasurer Greenfield explained, quote, "The concern I have is if or when production is reduced to the point of non-profit for the coal mine, it will close down both operations sooner than projected," end quote. He added, "If the power plant and coal mine are shut down, the loss of jobs and tax revenue to the county will cause a financial disaster to the county overall." Treasurer Greenfield concluded, "As devastating as this is, it's just the beginning of what will come. We need to offset these actions as soon as possible." Now you have a better understanding as to what's happening with the power plants in Kemmer-Diamondville, the coal mine, and how all of it affects Lincoln County. Dan Dockstetter reporting this morning on SVI.